For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Until you own your own, you can never be free. That's Jay-Z and me. Good evening and welcome. I am Jill Tracy. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show. Full stop. Each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., we highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of said community with you and an engaging panel of guests. And I invite you, as always, to have a seat, perhaps a cocktail, and join the conversation. 888-550-9105. Particularly tonight, I want you to call in with your favorite Jigga quote. Tonight's show is almost completely and entirely devoted to Jay-Z's 13th studio album, 444. Now, 444 is a lot of things. And for as much as I love the long and winding twisted narrative of my dear Kendrick Lamar, I marvel at the simplicity and the grace of a good Jay-Z song. The truth is always just simple and cut and dry, and everybody can get it at the same damn time. It reminds me of like when my mom, this particular album, 444, reminds me of my mom and her black gay mafia, who were also known as my godfathers, and her brothers from Indugu, the sports car club, who taught me what a man is supposed to do when they take you out, and my auntie's friends from the skating rink, when they would all get together at our house when a new seminal album came out. Just like I did with my girlfriends, with Miseducation of Lauryn Hill and that man in Jamaica who is Jill Scott. And it takes a million, a nation of millions to hold us back. And Illmatic and every Prince album ever committed to wax. Those musical moments shifted the culture, shifted my life, as I know they did with many of you. So I've always been an admirer, but not a student of Jay-Z. So I was taken a bit aback by the preciseness of Jay-Z's words and his spirit and his voice on 444. And I thought it was only because he's referencing his family at first, right? But I'm listening to it, and there's just, not only is there a connection to just who we are, to where we are, to what it's like to shift the culture like that. We've never really heard brothers or any of us at that level talk about the truth of it so honestly and so real and so open. And never did I think when we would hear that we would get so much backlash from his brothers and sisters in the game as well. But there is a spiritual connection to the numbers 444. Which I didn't know until this came out. But the number 444 is about understanding. And when you see these numbers, make note that something important has happened, which needs to be understood. Number 444 is 12 and 3 in numerology. It represents the working universe and how you relate to it, meaning there is something that needs your attention and you should get it. Okay, so I receive it fully. There is a lot that needs our attention. And if it took Jay-Z to make it relevant to everybody, then hallelujah, praise Jesus for him. Tonight in the studio, I have a myriad of guests who I feel really demonstrate shifting culture and doing it on your own and searching for your freedom wherever it takes you. So I'm glad to have them here, and I am hoping that you will engage with us tonight in conversation and share not only your thoughts on 444, but your favorite Jay-Z lyrics. Because that's the greatest thing about Jay-Z is he makes these really great quotables. Like, in 30 seconds or less, he can break down the world for you. So you can please join our conversation. In the studio with me tonight, we have been a long time trying to make this happen. But these sisters, I'd heard about them, and then a friend called me and said, hey, you need to get these sisters on the show because they are doing the most. So I listened to the podcast. I'm on their website. I was like, oh, they are doing the most. Look at them. So please welcome the Antisocialites to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Divas?
Great. We're excited to be here.
So thank you. I'm so glad to have you. So tell everybody which socialite is which.
Okay. Well, I'm Just Fee. My name is Felicia, but everyone calls me Fee, so I go by Just Fee. And this is?
I am Veena Nine. It's your girl, Veena Nine. My name is India, but I go by Veena. That's my middle name, for all those that don't know. And this is my sorority sister. I'm number 9 on my line. So
okay.
That's where the 9 comes from.
Okay. AKA?
Of course.
Of course. Yeah.
I don't have a number in my name, but you know. Still crossed.
Of course. Well, you know, I've said on this show many, many times that if I had pledged, it would have been AKA.
It's the wrong way, man.
Yeah. But I'm, you know, my first year on the campus of Florida Memorial, and I saw what happens. I was like, okay, no, that won't be happening. I'm going to be hopping around like a frog on this campus.
That is my school. Don't do that.
You went to FMC too? Well, you went to FMU.
I actually was the first line to cross as a university. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations. Okay, well, then we are alum. Mm-hmm. Well, it was FMC.
It was.
When I was there.
That's what my EDU says.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It was a whole other thing. Where you all, what dorm did you live in?
I lived in Robinson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that, I think that was.
I started over there, and then I moved to Goodhall.
To Good. Okay. Yep. Yeah. I think we started in Good. But the guys lived in trailers. Let's just say that.
Well,
okay?
They have 5-star status right now. They have their own apartment buildings.
Yeah. Do they still have Duo and Prime? Are they still?
No, I think they have co-ed now. I don't know. That's not going to be a good thing.
Okay. A whole new generation of children coming out of FMU if they are co-ed over there.
Yeah, they're coming out.
But yeah, I wanted to, but I was like, you know, what do? They throw really fly parties, and they're cute, and yeah, I could do that. So I started this K5P, because my nickname was Kinky Pink. No, actually, my name was Kinky Pink.
Kinky.
Nobody, yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Oh, Jesus.
Is that copyright?
But yeah, nobody knew my name at Florida Memorial. Everybody called me Kinky. Oh. And so my mother, I'll never forget when I left for school, my mother was like, please stop that. You do not want to be 25 years old and people calling you Kinky. And I was like, yes, I do. I'm like, on it. But yeah, so I said, well, you know, they throw parties. I can throw parties. So I started throwing these Kinky parties on campus. And, our goal was just to outdo whatever AKA was trying to do.
Oh, I wasn't there for that because we did more community service events. I've built a home. I've walked in the streets of the Pork and Bean Projects,
mm-hmm.
Habitat for Humanity on 71st Street. And I didn't even know where I was at the time, but I soon learned.
visited so many schools. So we just did a lot of different things. Our mirror check that we had, where we just let young girls know that, you know, you're beautiful, and like look in the mirror and let yourself know those things. So yes, we had fun and a lot of parties, but it was more soul service on our end.
Yeah.
We had to. We have a choice.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for that at that time, but I did learn, you know, that our Greek organizations really were created as service organizations, and I just had an interesting conversation recently, and have started planning a series of shows to highlight each Greek organization. So I'm starting with the Q's. Because they, you know, they stood up for me when we got thrown off campus. throwing our kinky parties, we got thrown off campus. And so the Q's took us in and let us, you know, throw our parties at their house until somebody's hair caught fire. And then, well,
that's a whole other story. The nasty dogs.
The nasty Q dogs. Okay. Yes. We went very well together. yeah, it was a good thing. It was a good time in life. So, and you have to do that then. You know, you really do. Because if you do, you all are not 30 yet.
I just turned 30.
I'm working towards it next month.
So you're right there. Yeah, it's that time. So you have like from now to about 38 to just be ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Yes, you do. Yes, trust me. To just get it all. No, because 30 is just like you feel like I'm an adult now. You know what I'm saying? But it's not, I'm not like grown. I like don't have to worry about buying a house right now, but I could travel across the world and not have to tell nobody. That's 30. Mm-hmm. So yes, you do all of that.
Looking at this, all wrong.
Because see, 40 is the crisis.
And you still look young with it too.
I make it look so good. That's right. Trust me, I am 72 years old.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Kinky Queen, come on.
I told you.
But no, but 40 is the one. 40 is like, oh, I'm really supposed to have my stuff together by 40. You know, you're supposed to have the house and a kid, or at least a man lined up that's going to get the kid. You got to have all that in place by 40. And if you don't, that's when you start like... And then that's when you'll get your first like major illness or major something.
Oh, wow.
You know, really. It is about, that's like the first time you end up in the hospital for
life
something crazy.
To
that's true.
Can't keep
paying. It's true. It's, yeah. Right.
So 40 is when it falls apart.
40 is when it starts to fall apart. It just doesn't work as well as it used to. And then, yeah, 43, which is about as far as...
You gotta write a book on this.
I am writing.
Is it the same for men and women at 40?
Yes.
It
is.
So everybody starts to fall apart.
It just starts, it just changes. You just don't bounce back. Like at 30, and Money can tell you this. Money Mark Diglas in the building.
Yo.
He's like, don't be calling me for the old question. No, but really.
I'm disagreeing a lot because I ain't fell apart yet.
But listen, we haven't fallen apart. But, you know, those days where we could go 4 or 5 days straight, sleep for 2 hours, get up, keep moving.
It is hard to crank it back up.
Right.
It'd be real hard. But you need a couple of cups of water, lemon
you know
water,
what I'm saying?
Cucumber water, all types of water.
And you need one good just rest day, know, in between. That's when that stuff, that doesn't start happening. You can just roll with it for days on end when you're in your 30s.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I was working a show. I had a business. I was doing 4 clubs a week. I mean, you know. And now you, okay. That's why I wear Converse now, from standing on stages with strippers for a decade.
I think we're
but I digress.
You want to get into this kinky thing.
Don't make sense.
Come on out.
I digress.
Converse and strippers.
Listen.
Like a good party.
Okay. And what? You were there. we were young and doing it.
Yeah.
And now we're not as young, but we're still doing it. I'm glad to see you guys, you ladies doing it as well as you are. So tell people about your podcast, how you started and where they can hear you.
Well, we started in July of last year, so we're basically in our 1 year anniversary. We got together basically as two girls that have been kind of on the underground internet radio scene, working with artists here, working with other businesses, producers. I worked with Circle House. She worked with Kool & Dre. And we decided that, you know, we wanted to build our own platform. And we basically describe ourselves as like two cool chicks that are always on the scene but under the radar. So we're the anti-socialites, not because we're anti-social. We're just not socialites. So, you know, we're not about the hype, the mainstream. So, you know, we like to showcase not only entertainment in South Florida and Miami, but also the other side, which involves culture, social justice issues, education. We cover a lot of events. So you might see us at, you know, the Overtown Music Festival, but we'll also be at Angela Rye's climate change panel that she had here
at
as well.
Town Hall meeting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And the elementary genocide,
the day on Friday.
Correct.
So did you see the film?
Yes, we didn't get to see the whole film, but we saw the beginning of the Raheem Shabazz film.
Yeah.
It was basically really informative of just like, not the conspiracy, but like the outlook on the fact that there is a system set up for young black males to enter the prison system. So it was very interesting.
Based on their education and where they fall and what group they fall in, it's already set up for them to fill those cells. So if you are a low test scoring student, they are already like marking you to place you in a prison system or the prison.
Yeah, Nikki and Musadiq were on last week,
mm-hmm.
and we spoke briefly off the air with the filmmaker, and Nikki and I had just recently been talking about a story that was in the Atlantic about how they are building prisons based on the test scores mm-hmm. In certain urban areas, and those areas that test the lowest in reading scores are the ones that the areas they're targeting for prisons, because, you know, studies show that, you know, the less educated you are, the more likely it is you're going to end up in prison.
And just watch out for those prisons too, because another hook in certain neighborhoods, you'll see like a lot of warehouses developing up, a lot of like, you know, small area jobs that they're going to leave, and that's based on the local scores too, like who's doing what, the height of their education. Maybe you can be a manager at one of these warehouse plants.
Wow.
So in a lot of, especially in Atlanta, a lot of areas is just warehouses, every corner, building, like multi-million-dollar warehouses just building in this area, and there's one or two schools there, and that's who's going to feed them. They only want your education to rise so high. So we're looking for prison, but it's deeper than the prisons, too. It's just the whole slavery thing coming back with a little bit of pay, and, you know, just make it work on that tip. So that's there's some plans in motion. I'm glad we own this, because it's going down.
And I think that, like I said, it doesn't really kind of matter how you get to it. I think that as long as people are starting to come to the realization that all of that that you see, all those machinations that you see happen in Washington, it's going to filter down. I was talking to, I'm teaching students over the summer, and we were talking about healthcare. They're doing a podcast, right? So I wanted them to, you know, talk about the thing, what's good in your hood, and they wanted to do natural versus thought.
Thought,
you know,
like T-H-O-T.
Were like body image.
Okay.
And, you know, they wanted to talk about, you know, if you are an insta thought versus being a natural girl, you know, where do you fall in the hierarchy in high school now? Which I thought was really interesting. I didn't even know they were insta thoughts in high school.
No,
but
they are. These young girls, all they think about is makeup. And the young guys, they want to play football or they want to, you know, be rappers. They don't necessarily think that they can do anything outside of the entertainment world. And it's very unfortunate. So But when you think of anti-socialites, we want those natural girls to think of us. We don't want them to think of the insta thoughts, because both of us could very well just take pictures of ourselves and post that all day. But we have substance, and that's why we're anti-socialites. Socialites are about hype. They are about fame and just being on the scene. Being on the scene comes with a purpose. We want to translate and bring something back.
I love that, and I'm going to break right there. We'll be back on the other side. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk.
Hot 105. Hot 105. Just got hotter.
featuring the new Hot 105 lineup of icon superstars and legends.
Starting at 6 a.m.
The new TJMS.
Love, I'm joining the morning show.
On Hot 105.
Oh.
And at 9 a.m., get your work on with 50 minutes of today's R&B and old school. And James T.
Thanking you for the love, South Florida.
At 12 noon, the party starts with Rick Party in the afternoon with Benji Brown.
Hey, what's up, party people? The party don't stop.
At 3 p.m., it's time to shut the city down.
What's up, family? Yes, I'm bringing my main man with me, George Wilborn, the stress reliever, and a lady who needs no introduction to South Florida Airwaves, Miss Tamara G's in the building.
With Grown Folks Radio. Then at 7, it's time to unwind and pour a glass of wine with your boo. 32 years of The Quiet Storm with Freddie Cruz, the legend, the voice,
the institution.
Hello, South Florida. This is Freddie Cruz inside The Quiet Storm.
Famous for our music. Famous for our people. We're Hot 105.
Today's on the old school.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I get one of this guy.
And I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Join Macy's and DonorsChoose.org to round up, give back, and help support your local public schools. Here's how it works. Shop any Macy's store, round up your purchase, and donate your extra change up to 99 cents to benefit your local public schools. Your donation will help give students in your area the best year ever. Round up your in-store purchase and make good sense to support public schools today at your local Macy's. For details, visit Macy's.com/magicofgiving.
I'm Jonah in the morning. It's I'm Jonah Morning Show. Everybody knows
the song. So, man, I have all these empty stomach thoughts. My brain just be running. I thought about it, man. If cats got 9 lives, how many do they have if they are suicidal? How many lives do they have left? Are secondhand stores owned by amputees?
We're back Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school.
This is my... Everybody wants to be needed on some level.
I feel like women often feel like you're a man. And it's just like, okay, so does that mean we don't have emotions?
You know, people see your family. They see Instagram pictures of you smiling and happy and stuff all the time. They don't think you got real issues. You know what I mean? I don't think you have to sleep back to back, like climbing in the bed and you like look over there and got that back rolled on. That's the worst feeling in the world.
What I thought was when I met my dad was, oh, I'm free to love now. But it's like, okay, yeah, but how are you going to do it? You want to do it. I get it. And now how are you going to do it? You've never done this before. No one informs you how to do this. You don't even have the tools to do it. Oh, no, but I'm going to do it because I'm ready. And that's why I say, you mature faster than me. I wasn't ready. Like, all these things are, again, this is my real life. You know, like, I just ran into this place and we built this big, beautiful mansion of a relationship. You know what I mean? That wasn't totally built on the 100% truth. And then it started cracking. You know, and then things start happening that the public can see. You know what I'm saying? And then we had to go to a point and be like, okay, tear this down. And let's start from the beginning. And it's hard. Remember, we just talked about me. I'm from Marcy Projects. And shot at, all kind of, nothing's harder than this. By far, I'm telling you, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. And most people, most humans, us, you know what I mean? We're not willing to put ourselves through that. Most people give up.
I never got on. My got all white, no socks. I never got that cocaine on today. That's how you feel. Turn my vocal up. That's how you feel, Emery. Turn my vocal up some more. Turn my vocal up, guru. Turn the music up too. Super Bowl goals. My wife in the crib, me and the kids liquid gold. We in a whole different mode. Kid that used to pitch bricks can't be pigeonholed. I cooked up more chicken when the kitchen closed. Oh, we gon' reach the Philly first. I told my wife the spiritual shit really worked. Hum through a law, I run through them all. Police home, all these phonies come to a halt. All this old talk left me confused. You'd rather be old rich me or new you. An owner, let's stop acting brand new like Tupac ain't have a nose ring too. Nobody wins when the family feels, but my stash can't fit in the Steve Harvey suit. I'm clear while I'm here, how about you? Ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire, I'm cute. Pretty much, if anybody getting handsome checks, it should be us. Rap, crack cocaine, nah we did that. Black owned things, 100% black owned champagne, and we merrily, merrily eating off these streams. Y'all still drinking Perrier Jouet, but we ain't get through to you yet, What's better than one billionaire? Two. Especially if they from the same hue as you. Y'all stop me when I stop telling the truth. I would say I'm the realest rapping, but that ain't even a statement. That's like saying I'm the tallest. Wait, that ain't politically correct. Forget it. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Can I get an amen from the congregation? Fuck up a good thing if you let me. Let me alone, Becky. A man who don't take care of his family can't be rich. I watched Godfather, I missed that whole shit. My consciousness was Michael's common sense. I missed the karma that came as a consequence. Me busting on through the curtains because she hurting. Kate losing the babies because their future's uncertain. Nobody wins when the family feels. We all screwed cause we never had the tools. I'm trying to fix you. I'm trying to get these niggas with no stripes to be official. Y'all think small, I think biggie. Your whole past is in danger to Mississippi. I was shopping in the mirror taking selfies. How was him or Bill Cosby supposed to help me? Old niggas never accepted me. New niggas is the reason I stopped drinking Dos Equis. We all lose when the family feuds. What's better than one billionaire? Two? I'll be damned if I drink some Belvedere while I fuck Pastor Rock. I need to stop.
Join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, 888-550-9105. We are, it is the Education of 444 featuring Jay-Z's latest album, 444. That was the, Family Feud, which is, one of my favorites. Somebody said that was their favorite track.
That's my favorite song right there.
Yeah. Was that?
Oh, yeah.
I did. He probably did.
Troy? Yeah. Oh, no. Adrian? So let me introduce everybody now that everybody's in the building. I'm going to start up here with my darling, who is not even a closet J.C. scholar. But thanks to Adrian Carter, told me that our poet and one of the dopest sisters in South Florida, Miss May Rain, in the building.
What's going on out there? How y'all doing?
How are you, Sunshine?
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you. So I didn't know you were just... You were like that chick.
Love them. Been loving them for a long time. Been on it for a long time and understood the message. I've had this conversation a lot with a lot of people about how Jay-Z is changing the game, has a big influence on pop culture. And not only does he recognize his influence, and I get into a big argument understanding that Tupac was a lot younger than Jay-Z, you know,
right.
So he didn't have that time to really come into his own. But at the same time, there seemed to be a difference in understanding the responsibility that came with that influence.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is the world listening to me, but I have something to say that needs to be said to my people. Not just for me to win in this rap game and be the, you know, the best rapper alive, but to do something different and to teach these guys, you know, a different approach. If your only way is, you know, if you feel like crime is your only way out, I mean, we got to remember that the motive, the objective is to get out,
right,
and not to stay in. So I've always appreciated that about him.
Yeah. And I had a conversation with, I don't want to call the person a... is evolved, let's just say, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And who challenged me that how can now Jay-Z, who was a drug dealer, be somebody to look up to? And I was like, well, because we all change and we all grow.
We all evolve.
You know, if we don't, you know, should he just wear that scarlet letter the rest of his life? Like, he should never, you know, be able to. But his thesis is that now we all just want to be billionaires. And now we're just all money driven as opposed to being driven by what's righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this will be an interesting question for my panel. Can we be both? You know, can we be prosperous? Can we, you know, live a life of opulence and still be doing right by our art and our people?
But of course.
Definitely.
Of course. Devin. Chocolate Thunder, I'm sorry.
Chocolate Thunder on the air with you. Chocolate Thunder and Kinky Pig. But yes, absolutely you can. I think what happens is people let the money change them. They allow the money to change them, what the money was supposed to do. And it becomes about having that money or that check and not about who they are. Because at the end of the day, the value of what you put into your art is what got you that check. Don't change because you get extra zeros.
Well, that's not the case in all cases. Money Mark, I will... now, in your case, it was you all, Trey Plus Six was a little different, and I think you were just a little early.
Yeah, a little early.
I don't think that people were quite ready to accept you in that space,
right.
You know, having a brain and being, you know, street at the same time. But to his point, you know, on one hand, you have people where the money does change them, but then on the other hand, you have people who try to stay centered. And everybody else around them changes.
I think what we have to learn is just money itself, like the perception of money. Like, I think money, like a paper bill, causes people to change. But I think that's because of lack of knowledge. Like, money to me means, and he deals with that on the album as well.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, property, investments, things like that, that we could pass along. Like a dollar, I could rip that up. That's nothing. So, and it was a struggle, like May mentioned, you know, it's all about the way out. So we use that as our like our leverage or whatever to say, I have this amount of money. But we also want to get things that can show off in our community, say, I'm getting it. And how hard is it to, like, buy something that no one else can see And that's the struggle. Like, I can take 10,000 and go buy a piece of land, but everybody ain't going to praise me for what I got, what I do, what I have.
Right.
So we're not too interested in that. That 10,000 got to get rims. We got to get this. And that's where the change come, because we think we have to, because we're not learning our finances and where we need to be correctly. And that's my opinion on that. I think they can coexist, I guess, is the answer, mm-hmm. with the proper knowledge and understanding of what we're doing with the finances.
Yeah, because I think that Jay-Z and Beyonce are an example of that.
Yes, definitely.
You know, where activism and opulence. Oh, we have to use that. That's a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. where, you know, where they are coexisting. And mm-hmm. they are, you know, and I don't think they're compromising who they are in that space. Pastor Troy Vining, the hope dealer.
Vining.
In Vining. Have I been pronouncing your name wrong?
No, this is the first time you did that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay, I'm not
Vining.
Yeah,
Pastor, right. But that's, I usually just say Pastor Troy.
That's fine.
Pastor Troy, the hope dealer, is in the building.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back.
I don't know, Jill, I think money and the pursuit after the struggle can't exist together. The love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself, right? Mm-hmm. And so that reality says that you need a vehicle, and I think that's what Money Mark was getting at. You need a vehicle to get places. And often, I think what we hear when we listen to Jay-Z is he talks about how he's, you know, trying to use his wealth as a vehicle. That's why I was torn between which song was my favorite, because I like Legacy, because he starts to talk about mm-hmm. a will and talks about how we can all go and be and do. And so I think what's different with Jay-Z, though, is that he was 26, 27 when mm-hmm. he dropped his first album. And when you're 26 or 27, you know who you are,
yeah,
versus
you already know, right?
When you're 19 and you make it big and you get all this money. So there's a piece of me that doesn't really get that. I don't feel that money changes people. I think if you don't know who you are, you're still trying to figure that out, and then you get dropped with all of this access to stuff you've never had before. It's just like anybody going to college, and your parents kept you under the leash for years and years and didn't let you go out and experience and fall, and then when you get to college, them the folk that lose their mind, right?
Right.
And it's just like a puppy dog, right? So if you have a dog and you keep the dog in the cage all the time, when you go to walk the dog, do simple things, the dog act like the don't even sit still, right? And get to running, and you can't keep the dog. It's like, it's a simple walk. I'm just taking you to the bathroom. Yeah. But if I've been locked up for so long and I don't know what it feels like to be outside and to be free, this is like the best thing since sliced bread for me.
Right,
so
definitely.
There's, you know, I think we got to understand what the deal is. And I don't know. We've talked about...
But see, and that's it. That just exasperation when we get, because you can almost feel it, and I've had that conversation with literally everybody in this room, where your mind is churning and you understand, like, you are in focus, so you kind of feel the energy of, like, I know that if I do this and if I do this and if I partner with them, and I know what is possible.
Right.
But then you think about what's around you and just how apathetic everybody outside your tribe is, and you get that.
Exactly.
Y'all, like, how
y'all couldn't
are we going
see it,
to
but
get,
you could feel it.
Right. Yeah. Because it's like, okay, but really, this sounds great, but how are we going to get there?
How are we going to get
it's
there?
It's just not enough. You know, did somebody want to weigh in on that, May?
I have to say this. I think that among our people, there's mm-hmm. a negative connotation that comes with the word change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that other cultures understand the importance of exposure and the fact that money or the understanding of financial, you know, financial dealings and how to maneuver with that money allows you a lot of exposure. And that exposure is what causes you to elevate.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we have to be careful that we don't miss the mark, that changing and evolving is the objective.
Right.
That is what you want to do. You want to evolve. You want to have more exposure for your children, your family. That's the only way you're going to grow. And if I come up on $1 million, I'm not going to the same park to play mm-hmm. basketball, because I know that I can't roll up in what I'm going to be driving, you know. To do the same thing.
Who was that football player that said that he bought a Maybach before he bought a house?
Oh,
who was it?
I'm not sure.
A couple of them. That's not a couple
of
them.
Yeah, no, we were just talking about that last week on the show. Okay.
I think Jay-Z's album is actually like how it starts. It's dealing with how we talking, because I think he's saying Jay-Z can't even exist to where he's trying to go as a person. Ooh. And me personally on 444, that's my favorite, because I've been married through all of this for a while.
Right.
Nicole is in the building. Shout out. We've been together for a minute. And, you know, just keeping it, we talked about everything. But, you know, just starting in the game, being young, being privy to things I never seen before, to thinking that's the world. Money Mark was the man popping, but Mark Seymour was struggling. But as you know, we talked about age too. When the age shifts, now it's time for Mark Seymour to be the man. Money Mark can't really exist. You know what I mean? I want to take my kids out. I want to hang out. I want to pay for my daughter want to go to Florida State. You know, I can't get the chunks and the goals and the. I can, but why would I?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point? And I think that's the change.
And I think, the album starts
Adrian
off
Carter.
With. How y'all doing, folks? The album starts off with Kill Jay-Z.
Kill Jay-Z, yeah.
One of my favorites.
So it brings you through the evolution. So what you're looking at is, and we do this, especially for black folks, we do this in a spiritual space, right? Mm-hmm. Apostle Paul was allowed to go from being a killer to being who he was as an apostle, right?
Right.
Other people in the Bible have always been allowed to go from being the negative person to the change that we see them come to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as May said, it's always about that. And when you look at the way Jay-Z outlines the album, just from jump one, he's telling you, I first have to kill the old me,
mm-hmm.
right, in order to be birthed into the new me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm preaching. My bad. Let me get off.
No.
Wait.
You have a
four footnotes is talking about.
Yeah.
And if I can, if all men married or not, like it ain't just a plug, but I really think you should watch that. Sure. We looking at the TV now.
Right.
You see people like Will Smith. I saw a lot of women. My man who did the speech on the BET Awards. I don't know.
Jesse Williams.
And he, you know, he caught a lot of flack for what he went through. But he explains himself on that. It's just like love is the hardest thing you've been through. And as a man, he never really had the tools to really fix the car the correct way it needed to be.
And which one? Family Feud is when Jay-Z says, we've always been screwed because we never had the tools.
Never had the tools.
And now Jesse is catching it because he is, I don't know if people were just finding out that his wife is angry. Other. I don't know what she is, but she's other, and now he's catching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, listen, that's a whole nother, I can't write with
but
that
you
one.
But Jill, I want to throw this in, though, about the billionaire thing, because going back to your original question, it's important for Jay-Z as a billionaire. Between the income of him and his wife to speak about that, because black people at that level of income or financial rarely exist.
Rare ever.
And that's a whole nother conversation and talk about what moves industry and what moves production and technology and what people wear and the things that we engage in. So it's important as a black man and as a black figure for him to represent us in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to even come back and say what's better than one billionaire.
Two.
That two ain't just for him and his wife, bro. I'm just saying, if you could dig a little deeper, that two also means you.
Right.
He's talking about Puff. But like what you said, she said change. She said change, and you said it again. It's about evolving.
Yeah.
And I think that's not something that we're exposed to. And you also said another thing about, they represent us. So you need representation. There are black billionaires. There are black millionaires.
Right.
It's just nobody that looks like us that is relatable. So when Jay-Z says it is an aha moment.
Right.
But it's not nothing that you never heard before. It's just that, oh, he looks like me and he came up like me, so maybe I can aspire to have this.
Right.
But it's not unattainable. It's just that we're not exposed to it and we don't know any better. But now that you have a Jay-Z, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And Jay-Z made it okay for a lot of other brothers, and we'll play some more of those footnotes throughout the show. But like Money said, they're only if you have title. People.
Oh, yes. I'm switching.
Hello. Listen, so everybody that just clowned when I got title, you gonna pay that much for title?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna pay that much for title.
I got Sprint.
Okay. Oh, you got I had Sprint. I mean, I've had title since it debuted. And so, but Jay-Z
genius that it had a trick bag for y'all that were just trying to get on with Sprint. And because a lot of people didn't realize that they had already been through that with Lemonade. People jumped on, got Lemonade, and then did not pay their next month bill. So he was like, oh, we got you this time. So if you have not been on for 6 months, you can't get it. How about that? You just sit there waiting for it.
The deep thing with him and even for the musicians in the room, and that's the beauty of owning your music and kind of like not signing. The guy is like licensing this album to Sprint for a month, pull it back, license, whatever, you know the word, to Apple for a month, pulling it back, and it's just, that's what it's genius, like this.
Well, you know what, crazy. Explain that, because a lot of people don't understand why, because people are like, why didn't Puffy, I gotta get DJ Sko when we come back on the other side, shout out to Sko in the building, they didn't a lot of people were like, why was Puffy, why did he take Don't Stop Won't Stop to Apple as opposed to Tidal? And
that's all in the knowledge. I believe I heard you say earlier about a lot of young kids want to rap. And, you know, that's my angle. Like, I try to post on Facebook as much as I can because I get a lot of inbox questions on, my son want to rap, my son want to do this.
Right.
And the thing is the money. Like, we all want the money. So I've seen people with great records and they just like, I just want the money. So I've seen people give them like a grand and they happy. And it's like, that's it. And then the song is in
that's
the
not even studio.
Everybody's popping the bottles, blah, 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 and it's gone. So in the Puffy situation, he's a big dog, but he may not know the weight of not giving it to Apple so easy for a check. Like me, I'm trying to do my independent thing. It's long nights. It's rough. I may not eat. My wife will tell you I'm traveling every day. And I watch my peers who may not be doing independent. They moving around and they look, you know, some days you want to give us, say, oh, I want to go sign and get some money quick. But,
well, you're taking chances. Like he said, he said, y'all should be getting advances. Taking chances.
I got to take these chances.
Well, Puff is also really, really good friends with Jimmy Iovine. Like, he was in his wedding, all of that. So maybe that was also loyalty and business as well. I understand that he could have looked at it as, you know, for the culture, like, I'm going to show a difference. But I really think that Apple. Oh,
it's definitely a big thing with Iovine, but that's another shot Jay-Z shot at Jimmy Iovine. He's been Jimmy Iovine, you know, shouts out to him. But they've been killing our catalogs for years. They just sitting over there and taking everybody's music and just running away with it. And you know, we didn't know Michael Jackson was on that too. Him and Tommy Mottola had that kind of thing going too. Mm-hmm. Tommy Mottola wanna just think of it like a Jay-Z and Jimmy Iovine. Tommy Mottola was Iovine. Michael was like trying to be the Jay-Z, where he'll batch up these artists and keep their stuff and show them how to move it. And I think that's what snowballed into Jay-Z's ideas, even Prince's ideas to try to get to that. But, you know, a lot of our favorite artists, Bob Marley, Tupac, they're dead. And, you know, these a lot of cats took care of themselves and they just dying. And it ain't no, you know, it gets scary. You know, you're owning your catalog. They coming for you.
Okay, Mark.
I want to get you off because I want to make it home. But,
And listen, piggybacking off of what Mark just said, he is absolutely.
That's DJ Sko.
Hey, how y'all doing, DJ Sko? He is absolutely right. For years, they have owned what they call IRC codes, which is the International Recording Code. And what happens is we just print, press, and get copyrights to everything here.
Right.
And they take and sell our music internationally. Mm. But because we never knew what the codes were, we don't know that they're making money off of everybody overseas that purchases this music. Now that you can go right online and purchase your own IRC code for $80 and place it on up to 900,000 songs. Am I right?
Where you want to go?
You have your own intellectual property.
And it's
so now because you whatever you produce has become an intellectual property. You, which Jay-Z was one of the first to find out about it, because when with the split between him and Dame Dash,
right,
the only thing that he got,
that's all he got,
was his IRC codes. You know, Puff. Shouts out to him. Great dude. But still doesn't even own the rights to his IRC.
Right. Some more learning to do. Yeah, Bill Cosby is another one, too. You know, whatever. I can't pick a side with him. But we got to see what's happening to us. I'm going to just tell you his story. He decided not to take any paychecks. Just, you know, I'm just coming to work every day. Y'all just line up what you owe me at the end of the day.
That's it.
At the end of the day, he worth gazillions. You know what I mean? So somebody either got to pay him or take him down. Prince, you got to pay me or take me down. Michael Jackson, you got to pay me or take me down. They all starting to disappear. So I don't know what's happening to them, but I know that's the options they laying out on the table.
Downstairs in the parking lot.
I'm gonna take a.
It's all good.
I'm gonna jump out right there and play you a little bit from the footnotes 444 on the story of OJ, which we will pick up on the other side. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk.
Now, being black in America is like being like in a tiny compressed box anchored at the bottom of the ocean with like 10,000 pounds of pressure on you at all times, you know, and not really feeling like you can speak your truth.
The difference between black men and white men is this. We move through the world playing defense. We don't have the capacity.
Geico wants to save you money on car insurance and save you from a hazardous situation. So keep a safety kit in your vehicle stocked with flares, a first aid kit, a flashlight, water, and high-calorie snacks. For more safety tips, visit geico.com and search safety.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at cmglocalsolutions.com.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
1-800-CAR-ACCIDENT-CAR-ACCIDENT-CAR-ACCIDENT.
Are you kidding me? You're going to call someone about your accident because they play a silly jingle? They may not even be lawyers. If you need a lawyer, call a lawyer. I'm Robert Rubenstein. I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. Check out my results at RubensteinLaw.com. I'm easy to reach. Just call me at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. It's that easy. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa. I want to be your attorney.
Real empowerment comes from knowing your options. Recently, I had something pop up, and a cash advance helped me deal with it. Maybe it's the right tool for you, too.
AmSky Cash Advance. Up to $500 fast with no credit checks. AmSky. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome back for the final round of Recycle This, Not That. For the jackpot, Nancy, which of these items should not be recycled? A, pizza box, B, cereal box, or C, juice carton?
Bob, I'm going to say C, juice carton.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Nancy. The correct answer is A, pizza box. Once all that greasy goodness seeps through, the box is no longer fit for recycling. Better luck next time.
Not sure what to recycle? Call 311 or visit miamidade.gov/solid waste.
Friday, September 1st at 7 p.m., they're back in the Miramar Regional Park Amphitheater. It's the group you love. Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly. Featuring Frankie Beverly with Tank. The Florida Summerfest. Also featuring the soul icon, Lenny Williams. Tickets on sale now at PluggedEntertainment.net and Ticketmaster. Don't miss the crook you love. Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. They're back. September 1st, 7 p.m. in the Miramar Regional Park Amphitheater. It's Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly, Tank, and Lenny Williams. The Florida Summerfest, another Plugged Entertainment production.
Hey, this is Serena Williams, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
I didn't know until I got out of law school that people were being invited to professors' homes. I didn't know that. I thought I was showing up at class, doing my work, you know, turning things in on time, raising my hand, like that. There's a whole other social world that was going on where those professors were picking students and developing them to become Supreme Court clerks. And I was just some little black kid from a public school. I didn't even know that that was possible. So, you know, those kinds of things are big disadvantages for you early on. Just the quiet way that racism works. It's just, it's not what they do to you. It's just what they don't even tell you about.
We tend to, as black people, because we never had anything, which is understandable, we get to a place and we just think we separate ourselves from the culture. You know, like where OJ get to a space where he's like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. you know, like Tiger Woods to get to a space and think I'm above the culture, you know. And that same person, when he's playing golf and playing great, you're protected. But when you're not, they're going to put pictures of you drunk driving and like embarrass you. And world will eat you up and spit you out.
There's some shit that's not going to happen in my lifetime. There's going to be racism till the day I die.
It makes me think. The whole thing is just honest, but it makes me just really think, like, we've come so far, but we're still here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That song in particular for me, where I'm at my life right now, but it made me feel like we've come so far, but it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Because there's always that moment, no matter how far you think you've come, and it's like, nope, you're still right back there.
Like the man said, 888-550-9105. You can call and be a part of the conversation. Tonight, Hot Talk After Midnight, we are talking, well, the whole show, we're talking about Jay-Z and the education of 444, his seminal new, the 13th project from Jay-Z, and in my humble opinion, quite a cultural shift, and most appropriate in this time that we are in right now. My panel tonight is diverse and varied and knowledgeable on many different areas of the business. May Rain is here. DJ Sko is in the building. Pastor Troy Vining.
Let's go with the first nine.
What? Or leave it off. It's cool.
Okay.
Just say Pastor Troy. Not the rapper.
There we go.
Yeah, if I ever go to Atlanta and preach, my sermon title is going to be We Ready, but I am not the rapper.
Pastor Troy, not the rapper. The socialites, the anti-socialites are in the building, along with Adrian Carter is here. Money Mark Dickler is in the building as well. And a shout out to my dear friend Joe Wesley and his brother. Tell me your name again.
Hess. Yeah.
A pleasure to meet you.
Me too.
Ladies, it's two of them. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Are you single too?
Yeah.
9105. So that was the track that I think has gotten the most conversation. Right before it, I played some of the footnotes from 444, and that was Michael B. Jordan, I think, and Mahershala Ali talking about, you know, the difference of being.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.